Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Burns. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Ross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Javeri. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Al Javeri. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buster Maynard. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The second baseman, Mickey Whitek. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Orengo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Wittig. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Wittig. And now, play ball. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barna moves to third. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedemann fields it and throws to second for the out. Barna scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Orengo moves to third. Johnny Wittig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Javeri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javeri strikes out. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wittek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-1 in the game. Workman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops it up and throws to first, with Javeri covering, for the out. One out. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barna hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Clutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Jaberi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaberi is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaberi bunts towards first. Orengo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jaberi for the out. Wiedelman moves to second. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wittig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Orengo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orengo moves to second. Johnny Wittig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittig is 0-for-1 in the game. Wittig bunts for an out with unknown description. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0-for-2 in the game. Maynard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Mancuso moves to third. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maynard. Joost reaches second base with a double. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orengo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holmes for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-2 in the game. Workman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a fly ball into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-2 in the game. Whittek hits a pop-up towards third. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barna strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ott. The throw from Klutz and he is safe. Ott steals second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wittig fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Clutz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey pinch runs for Clyde Clutz. Connie Creedon pinch hits for Whitey Wiedelman. Connie Creedon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creedon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to second. Two outs. Sam Gentile pinch hits for Al Jabari. Sam Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Joost now playing shortstop. Phil Massey now catching. Connie Ryan now playing second base. Alan Stout now pitching. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orengo hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wittig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittig is 0 for 2 in the game. Wittig hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 3 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maynard, who is chasing the ball. Holmes reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 3 in the game. Workman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0 for 3 in the game. Maynard hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0 for 3 in the game. Wittek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. McCarthy moves to third. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Braves. Alan Stout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stout strikes out. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barna hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barna moves to second. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orengo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barna scores. It's 3-2, Braves. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Gus Mancuso. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 3, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.